Starting just a moment or so early, a second community connection on 1400 K1. Opportunity for me to spend some time with the area director for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma, Charlene Dew, a welcome attraction on this program. Good morning, Charlene. Thanks for coming.
Good morning, Charlie, and thanks for having me.
Well, it's a great organization to talk about because of so much of the good work that lasts a lifetime that are done by the people that you get to pair together.
That's very true. It does the impact that our big brothers and big sisters have on the children that they mentor does last a lifetime. Sometimes you see it, sometimes they may not, but we all had mentors along the line and still do, and we know the impact that that made on our lives. Yeah, just even little things that they taught them or helped them to have the experience of.
Well, I think we all have someone in our life that we can call a mentor, whether it was a deliberate match or whether it was a teacher, a neighbor, somebody at church somewhere along the line that no matter what they did or how they did it, they encouraged us, they kicked us in the tail, whatever it might be that that said to us, you can make a difference.
They listened to us. They showed us opportunities that we might not have discovered on our own.
Yeah, and so if you are, recruiting someone to say you can make a difference in a youngster's life, somebody that you don't even know yet, it works.
Right, that it does. And I wanted to take a moment to, Charlie, you've served the community faithfully for years, and I've always enjoyed interviewing with you because we just know kind of what information needs to be pulled out to give to your audience. So we created this candy wrapper. Try to explain it since we don't have visuals.
Okay.
But on the front, it has our logo. It says, thank you for empowering.
The candy bar just visually is shaped like a Hershey bar.
Right. It is the Hershey bar on the inside. You do get the good stuff on the inside. And the candy bar wrapper says, thank you for empowering potential of youth in our community and setting them on a path to their biggest potential. And then on the back, where you would normally see the ingredients, mm-hmm. it says one-to-one mentor, positive role model, interaction, community engagement, professional support, contributions, and limitless potential.
What a great reminder of what Big Brothers is all about.
It is. And then where you would normally see nutrition, we have the serving sizes, one child on the path to the brightest future. And then we have the performance outcomes evaluation, which is a survey that the parent, teacher, child do. They do it before the match, and then they do it annually. Mm-hmm. And the stats that are on here are Bartlesville stats, and our youth report a 96% either maintained or increased their self-confidence. They 100% reported avoiding delinquency, and 100% reported having a sense of the future. And that sense of the future, the hope, is very, very important for success.
It is.
We wanted to bring that and give that to you, and you can enjoy the Hershey's bar inside.
Well, thank you very much. That is so neat. I hope you have a lot of these that you can serve as reminders to people when they, I don't know, go bowl for kids' sake or other reasons that they interact with.
Yes, we use them as when we go to meet with the teachers at each of the elementary schools to help drive some of our referrals. We took them to the teachers to thank them for their service. And we will be using that, our Bowl for Kids' Sake wrap-up, and for our sponsors. Okay. And just a little shout-out to Paths to Independence, the school. Mm-hmm. We have a connection there, and they were looking for a project for their youth. And they printed our marketing department at the state level designed the wrapper, but Paths to Independence printed it and cut it for us. So we put it on the Hershey bar. So they did an awesome job.
That's a great project for the students.
It was. They're doing some amazing printing things over there. I was quite impressed.
Well, not directly, but to me, because of the small student to teacher ratio, it kind of mimics a little bit of what you do as far as getting that one-to-one match adult and youngster.
Well, and it's serving children who need that special academic help. to be successful. So anyway, that was very nice of them, and it helped us do something, and it kind of was a win-win, and we were very, very pleased with that.
It also is very characteristic of the nonprofit world here in Bartlesville. You seek out each other's help where you can and accomplish two missions by doing one task.
Right, and I really think that the nonprofits in Bartlesville are very cognizant of looking to see who else is doing, you know, if we have this brilliant idea and then you're like, okay, who else is already doing it? Can we partner with them as opposed to, you know, reinventing the wheel and starting yet another thing that's mm-hmm. doing the same thing? So I think the nonprofits work well together.
Well, you certainly do. And your organization, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma, is an example of that cooperative arrangement. Thank you very much.
So
you are seeking, you're always seeking adults. You're always seeking a new match because there's seemingly always a new youngster or two or three that comes along that is needing a match, and I know you have a particular need for men all the time. But
right.
There are a lot of boys out there that need that adult in their life.
Well, I really would encourage any of your listeners to just stop and think about what they're doing this week that they might be able to involve a child in, because that's the best matches are when you just take time to say, well, I'm doing this and I could involve a young person in it, whether that's, you know, it's any kind of activity. You know, I'm going fishing, or I'm going to mow the yard, or we're going to go feed the ducks, or, you know, go for a hike, or just any of your ordinary kinds of things that you could involve a child in. And if, you know, you're thinking, yeah, kids are not my deal, you know, and that's okay. We need money too. No. then think about the people that you know that would be a good mentor, a good role model, a good friend for a young person, and talk to them. Mm-hmm. And so everybody can be an ambassador for the program in terms of talking about what Big Brothers Big Sisters does and encouraging others to take that time. And the commitment is a few hours, a few times a month. So, you know, ideally it's going to be every week, but sometimes you're not going to be here that week, or, you know, you have an audit at work, or you have something that is going on that just means you can't get together. So you let your little know that and get together the next week. And, you know, it's pretty flexible. The most important part is that the child can depend on the person and know that when you're going to get together next. Yeah. Okay. So some of our volunteers will say, you know, every Tuesday night, that's when I meet with my little, because that's how they like to organize their world, or the family's got enough going on in it that it really needs to be a specific night. Other volunteers will say, well, I just like to float it one, you know, every week we just kind of decide what we're doing. So we say, okay, well, when you take your little brother or sister home this week, just let them know what day you're going out next week, you know, so that they're not sitting by the phone waiting to see when are you going to call, because you know that takes we've all waited for the phone to ring and it takes forever. And then in the adult's life, we're so busy that it doesn't seem like any time at all to us. You know?
But that youngster is sitting, like you said, sitting by the phone, waiting for the phone to ring. Last week we got together on Tuesday. It's already Tuesday afternoon and I haven't heard from him or her.
Right. And for some of our youth who have trust issues because of the adults in their world have not kept their word, then that becomes more anxiety producing for them than for others. And so it becomes really important then that if you say you're coming, that's what you do. And we really need men. We have about 34 kids on the waiting list. And the mass majority, I think all but seven maybe, are boys. Mm-hmm. And so we need men or couples, because that's, we match boys with them. And then we need big sisters. We need little sister referrals more so, but we also need big sisters because we have some big sisters that are waiting to be matched, but they're not a good match with the girls we've got on the waiting list. So mm-hmm. we need some new referrals that will better match them. But we've still got those girls on the waiting list that need big sisters. So every time you say we don't, you know, we're kind of got a lot of this, then 6 months later, people are saying, well, you didn't need any. So we always need big sisters, big brothers, big couples. We're also, we do high school mentors. Mm-hmm. That's not our priority right now because the end of the school year is coming up. But we will match, we match high school mentors with elementary students in the fall.
So. And as a school program, they've got a long track record of working, but like you said, that's not the emphasis that we're talking about right now. Although, I guess it's a little early, but if somebody wanted to volunteer for next year because they're going to be a, I don't know, high school sophomore next year, they probably could wait on the list for a little bit, although it's not your priority right now.
Right. We would probably, we recruit second semester sophomores.
Okay.
And juniors, but they have to be matched by the time they're a junior because we have to have a year, mm-hmm. and we really want to get more like 2 years out of them in terms of the match length.
Yeah. Many of the people probably feel like they have the time, are at or approaching retirement, but sometimes it's that working couple that individually they're both kind of busy, but as a couple they can carve out that weekly niche for a youngster that really do some good work in somebody's life.
That is the attraction for couples. Usually the couple is a young couple with no kids or the empty nesters. Mm-hmm. And the advantage to the couple is that they get to do things together with the child. So if you have one partner that's a little bit shy but would be a great mentor, they maybe have a little more confidence when their partner, their wife, is coming with them. Usually that's how that works. Mm-hmm. The advantage to the child is that they get a male role model, a female role model, and a healthy marriage role model. And so sometimes we have several couple matches, actually. And sometimes that may mean that, you know, they're grilling the whatever for dinner and then they come in and play a board game, or maybe he takes the or she, I guess, somebody takes the goes fishing because that's what they really like to do, and then they come home and make dinner together. I mean, there's all kinds of ways that can work. And you know, our youngest volunteer is probably 15 and a half. Our oldest volunteer right now is 78. It's if you have your health and you're active and you have something you're willing to share your life experience, and then you can be a mentor.
And I think it's just that. We've talked about it before. The key to being a good mentor is to be, if you know how to be a friend, you're probably qualified.
Right. And the interesting story about our 78-year-old big brother, mm-hmm. when he came in to be a big brother, and he's a grandfather, and you know, and he's matched with a teenager. I think his little brother's maybe 14. So you wouldn't think that would be like a really good thing, but his little brother is really into video games.
Yeah,
and the big brother's like not. But he loves to play cribbage.
Okay.
And so they struck a deal where one time they get together and he teaches the little brother how to play cribbage, mm-hmm. and the strategy. And the next time they get together, the little brother teaches him how to play his video games. And when the match support specialist was doing the match support call with the little brother, he was so excited about, he goes, did you know there's strategy in cribbage? And he was so excited about what he had learned.
That says a lot right there. That excitement in the youngster that they are happy about whatever it is they're
right,
doing.
Right, and that's an experience he would not have had, you know? I mean, and it expanded his world beyond the video games. And he has a next generation. Intergenerational match, mm-hmm. and it's benefiting both of them, you know. And so it just proves that if you're willing to share your life experience, it can work.
It can work, and it all starts with that visit to your office, that phone call, that email referral, however it works. that you and your staff get to talk with that adult volunteer.
Right, and we encourage people, you know, if you're even thinking about it and you're just like, I'm not ready to sign on the dotted line and fill out that application, but I want more information, just call us. I mean, we'll be happy to answer any of your questions and to talk with you about what the possibilities are. And then if it feels like it's a good fit for you, then you can, you know, you can go ahead and apply. If you're like, you know, I've been thinking about this for 3 years, time to do it, then you can go to our website, which is all those B's that are very hard to say on the radio.
BBBSOK.org, I think.
There you go. So if you think first letter of Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Oklahoma, then you can to do that. So we're looking for 34 people who will come in and be, and that sounds like an amazing amount, which it is. If they all called, we would just be so excited. But, you know, some of these kids have been on the waiting list for more than a year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your whole life can change in a year. And it would be really nice to be able, particularly those boys, to get them off of the waiting list. And that's fairly typical across the country. There's more boys referred, usually because the parent, the single parent, is usually the mom. Mm-hmm. And there's more women that volunteer. So you have that kind of imbalance. A lot of times what will happen is a parent or guardian will come in to refer the boy, and oh, he has a sister, well, we could serve him too. And then the sister gets matched before the boy because we have more women that volunteer. Yeah. You know, I've been here, will it be 30 years in November, and a week ago a mom came in. She was a little sister in our program to refer her son. So I was like, wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And we've also had, I've seen, because I've been here so long, I've seen bigs, adults that I matched before they were ever married, like 25 years ago, who now have kids who are out into college and they're coming back to be matched again, because it was such a good experience the first time.
Yeah. Again, if you have questions, if you think you might be a good match, if you even think that you're, I don't care, your spouse could be a good match and they don't mind you volunteering them, then, you know, get a hold of Charlene.
That would be wonderful.
Well, again, there is a need. There is a youngster waiting for you someplace, and we want to get the two of you together.
Okay.
What's the phone number?
918, I'll just give you mine, 213-4524. And I think the important piece is you're not out there alone. We have professional support for all of our mentors, and they contact you once a month to provide that support, so that's what sets our matches apart, is the screening we do on the front side and the professional support we provide once they're matched. And I would give a plug for the site-based, the school-based program. We need adults for that program. And the school-based, you meet at the child's school in that 3:30 to 4:30 time frame. So it's perfect for retirees, people who work nights, people who have very flexible day jobs, so they can know they can be there at that time. The activities take place at the school, so they're a little more limited. You obviously aren't baking cookies or fishing, but it still creates a really good opportunity for you to be a mentor.
Okay, it can be an enjoyable experience for you. Give Charlene a call. Go online, bbbsok.org, and we will talk again real soon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Charlene Dew with us this morning on 1400 K1. We'll talk with Kyle Poole from Tri-County in just a moment.
What does the sound of a school bell bring to mind? Homeroom? Lunchtime? The day's end? Or the end of school entirely, as in kids dropping out? At Communities in Schools, we work directly inside schools to help those students whose ability to come to school is often jeopardized by hardships, the loss of a loved one, poverty, lack of housing, or bullying. hear from a few students whose lives we have touched.
They've always had my back. They've always done anything to help me.
At Communities in Schools, we empower students to succeed in and out of the classroom.
They've been there for when I've had any questions, any problems personally. Anytime I needed support, they were there.
Our mission is to ensure that at-risk kids have someone by their side.
It means a lot to me to graduate. It's just a big accomplishment.
Communities in Schools never gave up on me. They told me I can do it, and I did it.
Communities in Schools. We're in